Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching in our Lewis Center campus, but I had the privilege of being at our Westerville campus over the weekend as we talked through our Now Playing series. We talked about the movie Greyhound, and one of the things in talking about the movie up against the life of Moses that we said is that the gospel is easy enough to be insulting and difficult enough to be humbling. Essentially what Moses says to the people of Israel says, hey, this is easy. I've set before you today life and death. Choose life. In other words, Moses says, you can measure these two things against each other. Life and good, death and evil. Simple choice. And yet we struggle so many times to make the right decisions. And I think one of the reasons for that is because of our pride. I think that we want to say we played a part in the success of decisions whenever they go well. The illustration that we kind of cited is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, when Naaman, this wealthy, powerful Syrian general, he gets an illness. He gets a disease, leprosy, and there was no known cure for the disease in their world. And so the only thing that Naaman heard that he could do, and I'm sure he did, you know, for him, what was worldwide research, is he heard there was this prophet in Israel named Elisha who could cure leprosy. So he loads up this group, this probably, I'm sure, a small army, a convoy of men to take him down to Israel. He brings money, he brings swords, power, all of those things representative of the world that impress us. And he shows up at Elijah's dwelling. And I'm sure he explains to Elisha's servant who comes out of Elisha's house or tent or whatever it was that Elisha was staying in at the time. And he explains his condition. He explains why he's there. He's asking for Elisha's help and healing. And so Elisha's servant goes back in the house and he tells Elisha what's going on with Naaman, this Syrian general. And so Elisha says to his servant, Elisha doesn't even go outside to meet him. This wealthy, powerful guy, he says to his servant, go tell him to wash in the Jordan River. So the servant goes out and he says this back to Naaman or to Naaman's servant. Well, Naaman is offended. I mean, he's mad. He's somebody in the world. And who is this Elisha? Like, he's a nobody. And, you know, Elisha's telling him to go wash in the Jordan River. And certainly Naaman's like, the Jordan River, we've got greater rivers in Syria than the Jordan. Remember, so he kind of huffs off because his pride has been hurt a little bit, but his servant does a great job. His servant says, you know, master, if he had told you to do something difficult, would you have done it? And actually, I think that's really what Naaman wanted. Naaman wanted a quest. And Naaman wanted, you know, he probably wanted Elisha to say, go get me the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West or something like that, right? Something hard. Go slay a dragon. Give me money, whatever. And that way, Naaman could say he bought his healing or he earned his healing. But man, is the gospel humbling. The gospel is this idea that we are all undeniably flawed. And if we're all flawed, that means none of us can really look down our nose at anybody else. It means none of us is superior to anybody else. That means we're all in the same boat when it comes to salvation and how we relate, how we relate to God. And if we're all the same, if we all have the same needs, that just kills this sense of superiority among us. The gospel is easy enough to be insulting. I'm sure Naaman thought any idiot can wash in the Jordan River. I mean, what kind of junior varsity God would set the salvation bar, you know, so low? But for Naaman to be healed, he had to acknowledge that he's just like everybody else. So for us today, I think we need to start our day with that attitude, with that air, with the aroma of humility. So I'm going to pray for us. And then when I'm done, you'll have the opportunity to pray as well. God, as we start our day today, we start our day in humility, offering ourselves, saying that we need you, that God, there's no difference between us and any human that's ever been born. We're not better than. Lord, we don't deserve more. But God, in your kindness, you have spoken to us, you have drawn us. And for some of us, God, we have connected with you in relationship and salvation. And so God, today, it's just a reminder to us that we are incredibly grateful. That you are not some JV God. You're the God of the universe. and you bent yourself, God, toward us. And because of that, we love you. And we don't just love you, but because we love you, we want to obey you. We want to listen to you. We want to hear from you. We want to follow you. Even that means following you into disruption and difficulty at times. So God, our confession today is that we're kicking our pride to the curb as much as possible. We want you to be first. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray against your pride and pray for humility as you begin your day today.